The syncopated beat begins as you approach the beach, hundreds of feet away from the circle. That is the Drum Circle, an event that has been happening off of Treasure Island Beach every Sunday evening for approximately 6.5 years now. People of different ages, races, and backgrounds are coming together. Sydney Santistovano has only been a regular at the beach for the last 3 months, but she calls the gatherings a way of connecting to the universe.
And whether or not you do that through, say, a formal church or a formal religion, or you do it here at the Drum Circle, or you do it in some other way, that is what Drum Circles are about. It is the spiritual aspect. There's also the nebulous and sort of live in the present moment aspect, which is you never know who's going to show up. You never know who's going to drum. You never know who's going to dance. So it's very, what happens this week is not what's going to happen next week. What happens this hour is not what's going to happen in the next hour. So it forces you to live and be aware of the present moment.
Attendance on most Sunday nights has gone as high as 500 people in recent months. However, last night, with clouds threatening and lightning being observed from afar, it was a smaller, if not yet still intense, crowd of drummers, dancers, jugglers, and observers. Several of those interviewed by WMNF say the weekly ritual, which generally begins around 5:30 p.m. and can last until midnight, can always be construed as a form of therapy. Anne from Tampa was attending the Drum Circle with her husband for the first time after being away for several months.
It's a mini vacation on a Sunday afternoon for me. It's like I've just stepped out of the everyday world and I'm experiencing a little bit of the Caribbean or whatever. I don't know. Maybe that's just my way of thinking. But it's just a way of not having to think about tomorrow's a work day, and this is just awesome. I don't want to go away from it. And I want to leave it feeling good, feeling like I've been somewhere extravagant or exotic on a Sunday afternoon.
But this idyllic, some would say utopian setting has had its share of problems in the past year. Charges of underage drinking, public urination, drug use, and littering has prompted some complaints from local businesses. That, in turn, caused some members of the Treasure Island City Commission to warn the Drum Circle it needed to police themselves better or else. Rob Davis has been attending the circle for the past 4 years. He blames some teenagers who crashed the circle after partying all afternoon long as being the main culprits. And he says he wants to disabuse those of the notion that the circle is a party place.
It is not. We don't welcome it. We don't want it. It's that element that we have to get rid of because it's giving the circle a bad name.
Because of such complaints, the Treasure Island City Commission held a workshop last month to discuss the issue. That's when a proposed ordinance stating that the Drum Circle would have to conclude by 9 p.m. was first introduced. However, members of the Drum Circle were able to compromise with the City Commission to push the curfew to 10 p.m. during the summer and 9 p.m. at other times. Dennis Cernato was from Tampa, has drummed for years at the Circle. He said he and the overwhelming majority of attendees want to work with local law enforcement in the city to ensure the Circle continues for a long time.
We've set all the trash cans closer to the circle. We've put signs on them, you know, please dump your trash and everything. Keep the beach clean. This is everybody's beach. Keep it clean. Don't throw your trash on the beach. And don't mess with people's property. They've opened the bathrooms later, which helped out a lot. They used to close them at 7 o'clock. Well, then that's when people were breaking into the hotels, I guess, and trying to use bathrooms or whatever, or urinating it.
But not everybody is okay with the curfew. St. Petersburg resident Billy Mack, also known as Drum Circle Billy, has been coming to the beach for the last 3 years to participate.
I think it's just a bunch of rules and regulations, and it's just bureaucracy, red tape, you know, coming down on some people that are really showing St. Pete how to have a good time, really. I mean, where can you find all these little toddlers with their moms and their, you know, the whole range of spectrum of people, from doctors, lawyers, to like the homeless, you know, and then you got like handicapped people out here and stuff.
Right.
And this is therapy for people.
And Billy says a few bad actors shouldn't spoil what is a great weekly event.
There was a while there back in the summer. Well, this is the summer still, but this is summer vacation. And wherever you get 500 people enjoying themselves and reveling and having a festive affair, there's always going to be a few bad apples that are going to come along and then try to spoil it for everybody. But that's basically what it is.
Do you think
the majority of the people here are very beautiful people, beautiful citizens?
The Treasure Island City Commission will present the ordinance for a curfew on the beach for second reading next week. For WMNF News from Treasure Island Beach, this is Mitch Perry reporting.